Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy 4th of July, America and Americans. Wherever you, if you're in America, you know, happy 4th of July. If you're somewhere around the world listening on the internet and you are an American, happy 4th of July. Celebrate it with us. And thank you for doing that. And if you just like Americans and you're glad when Americans are happy and they're celebrating, well then join us. Join the celebration. We're glad you're here. And Ken Davis is here too, folks. Ken is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's especially handy on the holidays. We use him a lot on the holidays. We're so thankful that he's part of our community. Ken is the author of Don't Know Much About History, now 20th anniversary revised edition, plus all the others that I'll mention a little bit later on. Ken Davis, welcome back to the show. Happy 4th of July.
And a happy Independence Day to you as well, Jim. I mean, the first thing that struck my when you made that introduction is that it is the quintessential American holiday, but these ideas that Jefferson put down and were adopted on July 4th, 235 years ago, they are truly words that transcend America.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been an inspiration to independent movements around the world. So while we think of this as the quintessential American holiday, what Jefferson wrote in 1776 has inspired democracy and independence movements and revolutions around the world, because those timeless truths, all men are created equal, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the government governs with the consent of the governed, these were radical notions mm-hmm. in 1776, and they've stuck, and they've stood the test of time, and they've been adopted by others.
Well, they were radical notions, and in terms of actually putting them into force, but they did have the headwaters, the origins of those ideas actually were born over time, over the centuries prior to that. I mean, the English Bill of Rights was, you know, predated our own Bill of Rights, and the ability, you know, the common law, and I always actually go back to Henry II, who only for his own political gain, you know, actually got rid of the trial by ordeal system of judicial practices, and which ultimately led to more freedoms and more independence. And I guess the point I'm making here, Ken, is that the more human beings smell independence, smell liberty, the more they want it, the more they're willing to fight for it.
That's why I agree completely, and that's why the force of these ideas transcends a piece of parchment that's 235 years old. Now it's, you know, seen everywhere, and as people get more economic freedom around the world, the political freedoms inevitably will follow. I believe that. I believe that the history that we're seeing around the world bears that out. You know, for 50 years, we were in a life and death struggle with Eastern Europe, and of course, for all of Europe's troubles, look how far we've come in 20 years since 1991 and
right.
the fall of communism. So it is a long, slow process. Jefferson was certainly standing on the shoulders of others when he wrote even many of the phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Jefferson would be the first to acknowledge they weren't his original ideas. George Mason, his fellow Virginian, had written a document in Virginia a little bit earlier where he talked about life, liberty, and the pursuit of property.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very, very important idea to Americans at that time. Jefferson wanted to take that and tweak it a little bit and talk about something bigger than just property, this idea of happiness, that we find fulfillment. And that's what makes this document so time.
And of course, we should point out that he had other editors, including Benjamin Franklin, who dropped by and put his pen to paper and made some improvements, didn't he?
Franklin made some suggestions, as did John Adams. Jefferson was more happy about accepting those than he was about accepting some of the changes that were made in Congress, because basically he had to sit for 2 days
right.
while Congress debated his words and picked over his words, and he was not a man who suffered fools gladly.
If you're a writer and you have ideas, you don't truck much with editors, and especially those you consider to be your peers. Ken, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break first. We're going to come back and let Ken talk to us some more about the history of the founding of the United States of America. And I'm going to, I believe this with all my heart, the greatest benefactor nation in the history of mankind. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Proud to be an American. Happy 4th of July.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.